Ock insists she is a Bronx girl despite suburban upbringing. By Olivia Rondo on July 7, 2025. Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez responded to critics ridiculing her for calling herself a Bronx girl despite growing up in a majority white village in New York State, insisting that she grew up between the two vastly different areas. Responding to a social media jab from President Donald Trump after she called for his impeachment, the socialist congresswoman said, "I'm a Bronx girl. You should know that we can eat Queens boys for breakfast. Respectfully." Much to Ocasio-Cortez's dismay, other social media users did not forget the scandal she caused in 2018 when she claimed to hail from the Bronx during her first election cycle. "You grew up in a wealthy suburb of NYC. You're not a Bronx girl," conservative influencer Libs of TikTok wrote, along with a 2018 Daily Mail article exposing her background in the suburbs. County records obtained by the outlet revealed that the congresswoman's late father, Sergio Cortez Roman, bought a quaint three-bedroom home in Yorktown Heights, New York, in 1991, when she was about 2 years old. Her official candidate biography appeared to contradict this, stating that Ocasio-Cortez commuted to a school in Yorktown from the Bronx. The state of Bronx public schools in the late 80s and early 90s sent her parents on a search for a solution. She ended up attending public school 40 minutes north in Yorktown, and much of her life was defined by the 40-minute commute between school and her family in the Bronx. During a 2018 appearance on Stephen Colbert's Late Night Show, she even made the same quip, that Trump, born in Queens, would not be able to handle a girl from the Bronx, such as herself. As Breitbart News reported, Ocasio-Cortez's claim of being a Bronx girl is misleading at best. She was born there, but did not grow up there. Following Ocasio-Cortez's June 24 ex-post referring to her alleged Bronx upbringing, video creator Benny Johnson went to the safe, clean, patriotic and wealthy census-designated area. "It's a slice of small-town American heaven," Johnson added in the caption of his footage, showing shots of the quiet village. Census records show that Yorktown, which encompasses Ocasio-Cortez's enclave of Yorktown Heights, was 90% white in 2000. The majority of the Bronx's residents are Hispanic, and it has the least amount of white residents of all New York City's boroughs. Ocasio-Cortez responded to the renewed backlash on the topic in a Thursday fundraising email obtained by the New York Post. "I'm proud of how I grew up and talk about it all the time. My mom cleaned houses and I helped. We cleaned tutors' homes in exchange for SAT prep," she wrote. "Growing up between the Bronx and Yorktown deeply shaped my views of inequality and it's a big reason I believe the things I do today." Ocasio-Cortez was still listed as a resident of her parents' Yorktown Heights home when it was sold in 2016. 2 years before her election to Congress, the outlet reported of public land records. Olivia Rondo is a politics reporter for Breitbart News based in Washington, D.C. Find her on X/Twitter and Instagram.